When the father received his prodigal son, as Jesus told the story in Luke 15, he received his younger son with joy, even though he had gone off into a far country and had wasted all his inheritance and then came back and wanted to be a servant. The father said, no, you're not going to be a servant. You're going to be a son. You're a son to me, and put a ring on his finger and had a party. Well, the older son, because he was a good boy, he didn't like this very much. Jesus said that he became the new prodigal. He was separated from his father by anger toward his brother and jealousy. And just this whole attitude, I've always been the good one. Now here's the one that went out and wasted everything that you had, and now you throw him a party. Jesus said that's a wrong attitude to have. We should be rejoicing what was lost that is found. But you know, we have that same attitude with ourselves. I see that in people when they're a little bit older. They're far away from God. I try to explain to them that God's merciful. He wants them. He'll forgive them. He'll give them a new life. No matter what age they are, they can be born again. They can be free of their sins. They can have that guilt lifted. And it just doesn't seem right to these people. You mean I can live my whole life like that? And then just say, God, forgive me, and repent and change my mind. And now these last few years or even months or even days that I have left, God's going to give me a ticket to heaven? It doesn't seem right. Listen to what Jesus said in the story when that younger son got home and wanted to be made a servant. Luke 15, verse 22. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring here the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again, he's lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and he came and drew near to the house, and he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and said, what does this mean? And he said to him, hey, your brother's come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he received him safe and sound. And the older brother was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father outside and begged him. And he answered and said to his father, look, these many years I've served you. I haven't transgressed at any time your command. Yet you never gave me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this your son has come, which wasted your living with prostitutes, and you have killed for him the fatted calf. And he said to him, son, you are ever with me, and all that I have is yours. It was just right that we should be merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. You see, the Father in heaven loves each one of us, and he has a different idea of what's fair and isn't fair than we do, because he is perfect in his mercy. But what he wants from us is a humble and contrite heart. He wants repentance from us, a change of mind, a forsaking of sin, and a turning to God. No matter where we are in life, no matter how much baggage we may have, and no matter how unfair we may think it is, that we can just find forgiveness by repentance and confession and receiving the grace of God in Jesus. Friends, you cannot out-sin the grace of God, but you can stubbornly refuse it until all hope is gone. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for repentance, Lord. Thank you for being so gracious and kind to me. I love you, my Father. In Jesus' name, amen.